Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Convention Center in Duluth, Georgia, it's the Gwinnett Chamber Business Expo and Job Fair. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And welcome back to the 2015 Gwinnett Business Chamber Expo. I'm now joined by Stephen Julian from Cornerstone Private Client Group. Not a stranger to the microphone, but here he is on the other side of the mic. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing great, Trey. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, when it comes to finance, I'm awful. How would you talk to a novice about what you do at Cornerstone?
Sure. No, that's a great question, because one of the questions I get asked is, how much money do I need to have to talk to you? And I always tell people, I don't care how much money someone has or doesn't have. I want to talk to the people who are serious about their financial lives. So you say you're an idiot. I think the average person has more common sense about finances than they give themselves credit for. So I want to talk to the people who are serious about wanting to get started. So where I would start is very, very basic. I think everyone's financial plan can really start with one page. Number one, where are you today? And that's a real basic, honest question about how much am I earning? How much of what I earn am I spending? If I'm spending more than I'm earning, that's a bad place to be for a long period of time. How much debt do I have? How much am I tackling that debt? What's my plan to get out of debt? Is it going to take 1 year, 3 year, 10 years, or Lord knows when I'm going to get done? Because that's not a good financial plan. And how can we, so we talk about where you are today and taking an honest look, assets and liabilities. It's really a simple math problem if you get somebody to help you do it, if you've never done it before. From there, the next part of the financial plan for everybody and the starting point would be, where do I want to go? I've sat with people and asked them, what's your financial goals in life? The best retirement goal I ever heard, I said, what's your goal for retirement? They said, I just don't want to be a greeter at Walmart unless I want to do that for fun. And that made a lot of sense to me. I've had other people say, I want the house in the mountains and I want the big giant boat and I want this and I want that. And they're saving $50 a month. You're not going to get there.
Not with $50, no.
Exactly. So where do you want to go? Where are you now? Where do you want to go? And then what are you doing or what are you willing to do to get to those goals? That's really everybody's financial plan.
I'm willing to do a lot.
Right.
I'm willing to do a lot. And now, it is tough. Like I said, I don't have a lot of money. I would never think to be quite honest, look into services because I don't make a lot. I don't have a lot saved. I have debt. I feel like I'm better off not throwing money at a problem. Does
sure.
that make sense?
No, it does make sense. And the thing I would answer with that is, every good financial advisor out there, every good financial person.
There's a key word there.
Yeah.
Good.
And everyone that's worth their weight and worth their salt will be willing to at least have a conversation with someone who's serious. And there's a lot of good basic advice that you don't have to pay for or that will be included with some very basic services, such as that one-page financial plan I talked about, such as kind of where am I now, where do I want to go, and how am I going to get there. There's always a next step that anyone can take. Dave Ramsey in his book talks about, one of the things he talked about in Money Makeover is he said, you know, even if you have to have everybody needs to save $1,000, because one of the biggest things that derails somebody's financial plan is a crisis that they don't have the money for, and so they put it on their credit card, and that just starts a spiral. And he said, if you have $1,000, that can handle about 75% of the things that can happen. Now, that was written 10, 15 years ago. Maybe the number is 2,000, because it seems like every time I take my car in for anything, it's $1,000. But you can save enough money, $2,000 to $5,000, by having a couple yard sales, by selling some stuff on eBay and Amazon, by just kind of cleaning out your closets and put some money in the bank. And then if you just worked your budget to where instead of spending, you know, find that thing in your budget that you really don't need to spend that much money on. I've sat with people who have no idea why they're paying $250 for their cable bill when they never watch TV. I'm like, well, you could knock that down to 100 or under, and now you've got $150. What are you going to do with that $150? Because if you don't make a plan for it, you're going to spend it on the next thing that you're not really thinking about.
Now, one thing I've noticed as I've gotten older is you always have less and less money. Things always come up a little more frequently than when you're younger. Can you give me a generic tip on the best way to start saving money?
I think that, yes, that's a great question. That is a fantastic question, and it is one that most people don't really want to hear the answer to. Here's the answer to that question. You have to make the money saved for emergencies, the money saved for future planning, the money saved to do something that you can't do now financially. That has to be as important in your budget as, and then you have to fill in the blank. What's the most important thing in your budget? You know, is it food on the table? Is it a roof over your heads? You have to make it as important as that. You have to make it non-negotiable. No matter what, this $200 a month, I can't touch it. It's got to go into the savings account because I know I'm going to spend it. I just don't know what I'm going to spend it on. And if I end up not spending it on things, then I'm going to use it for something else. And by the way, the percentage number for that, I think, has got to be at least 5% of your take-home pay, if not 10% of your take-home pay, needs to be just put aside. Because the people who I talk with who are in very good financial position, no matter what their income is, they all say, I haven't saved enough money and I don't really make enough money. But the savers who made it non-negotiable, they go, I know I really don't have a lot. And then I'm kind of shocked with how much they have. And I want to tell them, and I do tell them, you're so far ahead of the norm in this country. You got to recognize that. Now let's benefit from it.
Fantastic. That's great information. Steven, if people want to reach out to you at Cornerstone, how would they do that?
Best way to reach me would be my cell phone, which is 678-499-6933. They can also email me, Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, at, and forgive me for the length of this, cornerstoneprivateclientgroup.com.
cornerstoneprivateclientgroup.com.
There you go. It's long.
I'm going to take my my rusty pennies and my lead sinker, and I'm going to start saving. That's it for us here today with Steven. Thank you for joining us.